Blog Talk Radio.
Fridays in full effect. Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you tuned in live or if you downloaded it, this is your host, Vince. Again, this is officially Fucking Fridays. You know, it's all talk, no music. So, I don't know. We're going to see what's up. Trying to hang out with y'all tonight, see what I do. It is Friday. So, remember, if you want to call in 661-621-7559, as always, you can chill in the queue or you can press 1 to highlight us and let us know, or highlight us, highlight me. Let me know what you got going on and what's going down. Right? And, oh, wait, am I even talking? Oh, I am talking. Okay, I took the mute off. Just making sure. Who killed the dog? Oh, I'm like, all right, this dog looks pretty alive for right now. Like, oh, wow. And just stand, and just can't, and just stuck around, huh? Yeah, I'm sitting out right now in the streets of L.A. at the homegirl house right now. I'll smoke some weed probably. Just seeing what it do. Fuck, man. But, yeah, it's Friday. People got me seriously all messed up lately. A lot of shit has been going on. She's just got me fucked up on so many levels. And I don't know why people seem to be coming to me with all kind of shit or coming to me all kind of sideways and this, that, or whatever, but people just don't get certain shit, you know? But actually, it's kind of congested over here right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a few tracks real quick. Hold on. No, I'm not. What am I going to do? Damn it. I'm just doing too much. I'm all over the place. What the hell? What the fuck? Ugh. Yeah, all I need is the internet connection and a phone, okay? And with this, I got both. So it's like...
He is only two legs. He's trying to pull himself out of the door, and he's choking.
I'll learn eventually. It'll pass out. It's going to be one of the other.
I was choking. I never did that again, though, when he almost jumped out the
book
class.
That had me, like, I was pretty sitting there, like... Oh, but yeah. Oh, shit, man. I was on number one. I said this before, and I said this many times. I mean, I just don't like... This just happened recently, like, because... Whoops. And this just happened recently within the last, like, I don't know, hour or so, hour or two. I hate being questioned about shit. I can't stand it. It bothers me to be questioned about things, especially things that shouldn't matter. You know, people feel the need to what you doing, who you with. You know, I went to the movies the other day. Hung out with some peoples and everything like that. I was chilling, relaxing. And then, you know, people hit me up like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm going to the movies. But then the 20 questions come after that. Who you going with? When you supposed to be going? How long are you going to be out? Who's paying for it? Like, a whole lot of this extra shit. Now, again, I'm always in the type where it's like, if you feel the need to fucking ask a whole lot of questions, then there's something you're searching for. Because, I mean, you sit up there and question somebody just to question the people. Because I'd be like, why are you asking me questions? Like, I can't just ask? No, you can't just ask. There's a reason you're asking. You don't just... What happened? Oh, smoking on the roof. Oh, shit. Also set it off shit. Yeah, one, two. I can roll up one, two. I want to make sure.
You got two left.
You got two. Okay, grab one. I mean, I got wraps. I don't know. Some people prefer blunts, wraps. So I want to make sure, you know, I go with the house.
Did
we roll around? I mean, it goes both ways to me. Like I said, I don't mind the wrap. I always started off with the blunts, but then when they jacked up the blunts to like 110, 125 or whatever, you get to...
You're supposed to be
leaving. Seems like they burn a little bit slower than me, though. You get the right wheel in there or whatever, you be straight. Where's my bag? Oh, there you go. Oops. Sorry. You good. All right, about to roll up some weed. Text the homie West with it. Like I said, tonight, if I go in and out of conversations, you guys just hear what's going on. Y'all know how it goes on fucking Friday. Y'all just roll with me for the next couple of hours. We'll see what happens. We'll see where things go. So that's what it is. Good then. Got a blunt. Roll up some weed so I can match in with everybody. Boom, boom, boom. We'll smoke with the homie in a second when I get up out of here. Yeah, where was I going? Yeah, motherfuckers questioning me. I hate feeling like I'm being interrogated. I don't fuck with the police for that exact reason, because I don't like motherfuckers asking me all kind of questions. What are you doing? How are you? You know what I mean? Especially when it's like especially when I don't question other people. You know what I mean? When I don't, because I don't question people. It's like, that's your fucking business. Oh, wow. Stop the violence, increase the peace. Welcome on the rooftop. What the fuck is this? Spider web? Chilling in the studio, studio apartment, not studio music. One thing I don't like about the raps, they're a little bit flimsy. Raps can be real flimsy. Raps. Real flimsy. Come on. All right. Let me shut back up, man. Ground. Excuse the dead hair time. There was a dog. Don't like dogs. Get away from dogs. Oh, snap. Oh, climbing through the window. Hold up. Ah, shit. That's what I mean. I knew someone was going to have a cut to that motherfucker. So I was a disadvantage of being 6'6" and shit. I'm trying to get through small fucking places. Damn, that shit hurt. Fuck. Oh, no, this is cool shit right here. It's real nice right here. Just, ah, like. Oh, yeah, 4th of July. But you go up there, not the jungles, but the area next to the jungles on the other side of La Brea, but up in the hills up in there, you know what I'm talking about? It's just designed kind of like, I want to say Kenneth Hine, but it's on the other side of Kenneth Hine. You know what I mean? I'm trying to say, you go to like you go, where we at? Coming from here. Like you go down, I say you go down Crenshaw going towards King, right? Make that left on King, go all the way around or whatever, then you make that left on, like, La Brea. Okay. Yeah. And then, like, before you go up in there, but all to the right where that old movie theater used to be, but back in that neighborhood in there, you know what I'm talking about? You go up in those hills, like, way up at the top, you see the whole fucking city. All of them.
I thought you were talking about the
dome. No, I know y'all saying here, but yeah, but on the other side, like, the Richmond would be up. No, it's off La Brea. It's off La Brea, like La Brea and Rodeo. I want to say Rodeo or whatever that other one is. But you know where all the, there's like the McDonald's, the Ralph's, there's that Chevron right there at the bottom of the hill where it bottoms out when it comes down. Yeah, Coliseum, that's it. But you go Coliseum on the other side, but up back in there.
I know a lady that used to live up there. That's why I took
the whole business. Way up there. There's that one big ass hill that goes way up to the top with all the rich folks and everything. You go way up there, come around this little curve, there's a little spot up there, boy. You see all that shit. I was up there chilling.
And you know what's funny is that hill so steep too, you can't go up there if your car can't.
Nope.
Like that motherfucker,
you
don't have to.
Way up there, but you go up there. Exactly. Exactly. That motherfucker's up there, boy. But that motherfucker's up there. They got, but it sounds like because it's in the mountain. motherfuckers, when they explosions be going off up there, when they probably sound like boo, 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 echoes like all through that shit.
I mean, on 4th of July, I'm like, the road that was the
standing on the rooftops, y'all, in L.A. right now. I'm about to smoke some weed. No wrong with it. Oh, shit, no, I'm not trying to FaceTime nobody.
I'm gonna need the show number again.
What's up? You got it?
I'm gonna need the show number again.
Yeah, I got it. Keeps me sane right here doing this shit. But you got,
Oh, that's not our window. That's not our window.
Oh, wait, am I too far down? Should I be back? Should I be over here? All good. Who's in the But nah, yeah, I'm still looking for independent music, you know what I mean? You know anybody else trying to, like, I'm still doing it. Got to. Well, I do music myself, and then I also do an independent radio show. Where all I do.
Oh. Okay.
I'll
literally put my money on him if he tries Lil Snoop, rest in peace.
Oh, sorry.
That nigga Lil Snoop.
Y'all be bullshitting. That's one thing I noticed about female smokers. Female, like, real people, y'all be having weed. Like, y'all be stocked up. Like, motherfucking jars and shit. Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to. Oh, okay.
You got to.
You got the jar. Like, nigga, that's a bunch of dumb shit. Make it dumb shit, like, boom, like, yeah, when it was up there, shit, I believe it, fuck that.
I'm going to go back when I'm just I need to get back up to that client, too. But that's because literally when I lived in West LA, like, literally everybody was because it was, like, the school year, so they were scared, like,
I grew up over there, like, oh. I grew up over there. I'm like Cochrane and all that area over there and everything. You got another one?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, this is about it.
Yeah.
I literally used to go all the way down to Fairfax. Like,
I grew up all Redondo between Pico and Venice. I grew up all Redondo. Like, so all that whole, I was, I don't bag or nothing, but I mean, I was always in the middle of all that because it's just going back and forth. It's all,
I'm cool with all
mid-city life. Like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Are you tapping it? Hey, where's the flash? Maybe it's too big.
I'd be like, fuck it, I'm taking a picture. Say so.
Yeah.
But you want to do a picture?
Huh?
Every time she'll
send
like,
me all 30 pictures.
Right.
Send me all 30
pictures. Hey, look, my snapshot. Look, my snapshot and in the video caught her. She did like this with the Patron. It caught the Patron going like that into her mouth. Like the whole, like.
Are you riding next week or are you rolling?
See that shit like that.
Are you riding or rolling?
That's if she's going. If she's going, we can ride.
Oh, you coming? Yeah, you better come too.
Hollywood Boulevard, though, right?
Hollywood Boulevard or Western. It's right off Hollywood or Western.
Wait,
my performance
next week? That's not a train stop?
You don't need a trip. If you know, if you need a ride, you can ride me. That's what I'm asking, so I know.
Saying, you know, you said at Western get faded.
Okay.
You said at where?
Blue Monkey. The Blue Monkey Club is off Hollywood and Western. It's off Hollywood or Western.
I've never been
there.
I know.
I've never been there either. I'm getting everybody in free, 21 and over. I want to come out and support. And if I win this shit, then I'm gonna get if I win this shit, then I'm supposed to get like a video, like interviews and shit, all kind of like. I'm trying to be up in here. That's why I got set it up. Like. The Blue Bucky? Yeah, next Thursday, 31st.
Yes, I gotta make sure I'm not going to work.
Yeah, but
I'm supposed to call off.
You know who
Jay Ali
is? You know
Jay Ali? I think I've heard that name. I don't know.
And I just found out he's like a cool producer, but that's who my homie selected for some of his picks. So I want to go and like record me a song that like
okay,
his
professional
show.
Well,
yeah, for sure.
Hey, but Shane told me it's only two things that I'm missing in the studio to record exactly like that. I mean, good.
Send me the pictures. What did you check my your shit? This is.
This is. She came up with finger shot.
Perfect. Why you got the ugly face? Get the Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, you can see the flame. I was like, damn, you can't see the flame.
Yeah, you got all the fingers.
But you know what's crazy is your name, when I text you, your name come up. But when I look through my contacts, your name not there. So I was going through the phone. I was like, no, I know damn well.
No, because my phone is the same as yours. Like, it's weird. Like, I could delete a number. I could delete a name on my phone. But if I type the name in through the text, the number will still pop up. But when the text goes through, the text will still go through. But at the top, the name will disappear. It'll still just be the number, though. Like, so it's dumb as fuck. That's what I'm telling myself. I'm just calling myself trying to delete people's numbers so I don't call them. And I just put in their name and I throw out a text and shit. Like, fucking stupid.
I deleted the number, too, and I was typing in something. You know, the first number, so the number might be the same. And it popped up.
He deleted this number. Like, why is this shit here? I was like, always remember too much. Oh, shit. He's the only player to be on. There's very few people. Like, there's certain people in the game that will always be right. Besides all this other bullshit out there now, whatever.
Okay, I don't even come out here often. We came out here on what? On the 4th of July?
What's right here?
They pick up shit, so it's like a, I even an antique store.
See, you can, if you ever, yeah, but if your ass ever went crazy, you know what I mean, you can pick people off from here.
Red Fox.
Yeah, old white, the old black dude?
Yeah, he's like on
that. Okay.
That's what they do. And they're older, too. Red Fox?
Not Sanford, too?
Yeah, Sanford, too.
No, I feel you. I like that. They have some rough shit. Motherfucker, be tired. Maybe that one day, boy, put the roses together, and it'd be
like in the middle of the night.
That's something.
That moment when you ran out of weed, you got like a nug left. The roses.
Then make it, fill it the rest of it, fill the rest of it up. I like that, y'all real. Motherfuckers be acting bougie about their roaches and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, nigga, you better say that. Like. I mean, if I ever get my own spot, I'm going to have that one jar that's just like, I'm just going to keep the roses in like a big ass, it'll be a jar like this, but imagine just filled with roses, so that's just the rose jar, like add, it's like take a penny, leave a penny, just like that, take a rose, leave a rose, like that's all it is.
I used to do that to my homeboy.
for real. Sitting on his couch in front of the fireplace, smoking. Like, what is a locust, my nigga? Like, you pull out shit like this. Like, he's just fucking, I'm high, I'm tired of smoking.
No, because that's who that smoke by themselves. My homeboy's like that.
I'm like, oh, you're right.
Like,
the next thing you know, I
wake
up, I'm dead, right? And I'm like, oh,
shit.
Like, the blood halfway gone in the ashtray. I'm like, shit.
No, maybe just be like, man, I just, I'm just high. They'd be like, half the blood, and
you
just put it down. Like,
Elijah, your roaches determines your money. Like, the more money you have, the bigger your roaches is. That's
true. True, yeah.
Like
this. Yeah. I ain't even got no roaches. That's how time's bad for me. You know what I mean? Like, shit. Like, all my roaches are gone already. I had to do that.
He said, I'm
going to
eat my roaches.
That's that girl for you. Oh, yeah. When I did stay with my girl, whatever, yeah, that should be killer. Because you know you had weed there, but you know that shit is gone, especially if she at the house. Like, fuck. And then smoke it, and then tell you, and it'd be mad if you don't bring Mo home. And it'd be mad if you don't bring Mo back. Like, you ain't got Mo weed? Like, I smoke. You smoked the shit that was in the house.
I was bringing it back, but you smoked the reverse.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Hey,
what you sipping on?
Damn beer.
Oh, burr. Some burr.
Yeah, I had to wait for it to cool down, though. I'm not into that being like, drunk in the daytime. Like, if I'm in somewhere where there's air, I can do it, but you should be out quick. Unless I'm at the beach, because then I'm
I'm trying to just respect that or whatever, but at the same time, Marley, when you was out here, when you was going through it or whatever, like I said, niggas was right there, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I am.
I'm leaving it alone. I'm leaving it alone. That's cool. It's like I said, it's one of those things, like I seen you, you know what I mean, when you was just really like, now that I help you do this, do that, whoop, or whatever now. You straight, you doing your family thing or whatever and everything, but you, like I said, I hollered at Marley. I've been trying to get her to come back on the show or whatever and everything. She just, so I'm like, oh, that's how it is? Like, but I guess, I mean, I don't know if that's how it is, but that's how I feel. That's the impression that I'm getting. So yeah, I mean, now she don't even got to clarify it. I'll just take it as is. I mean, there's no, like I said, do what you do. That's one thing I knew about her when I was chilling with her. She's going to do what she do regardless. So.
And you say that, I seen that too. I was like, what, you want some?
They down there fucking with the Mexicans.
Somebody, they down there fucking
with the
Mexicans.
Oh, I really thought that shit was skipping. That was dope. This is going to be crazy. I think there's like... Is that the show Thursday? I think I got to beat out 12 people. I think I can beat 12 people. I think I can be hotter than 12 people. You see, but I mean, what they're basing it on is, like I said, stage presence, got that. Lyrical content, got that. Like, originality, got that. It's a crowd participation that I never had. You know, the crowd reaction, it's the crowd I never had because I was never able to get a whole lot of people out at one time. You know what I mean? No, I've been having 10, but I'm talking, no, I done done 10. I'm talking like 30. You know what I mean? You know, that's all like, nigga, that's all like, it's free. I don't give a damn who come in there. Just say my name at the door. Like, that's all I care about. And then see, look.
Yeah, because that's how my homie used to do it, but we used to pay for certain shows. He did the little Rock Band shit on Hollywood. He used to do a lot of television.
Yeah, but why I'm doing this is because, like I said, the prize for this is going to be so good where it's like, if I win this and say people that was there, I want to take this video, you know what I mean? And if I was on like that, I wouldn't ask motherfuckers to pay for shit to come support me anyway. You know what I mean? Just roll. Like, let's do this. Like, let's have some fun.
You got to support while they're down when they're first coming up. People don't understand that. They just want everything free.
And it's not even about, like I said, like that, but like people like that's been down for the beginning, you know what I mean? Ain't never gotta worry about nothing. Like when I burn up little copies of my CD and shit, I be saying shit like, if you got my CD and I get big, rich, and famous, and I'm throwing a club or whatever, if you bring my CD, you win that bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause, I mean, at some point we interacted and you had that shit, right? So if you wasn't the asshole that did this shit, like tossing somewhere, woo woo for this that or whatever, you know, like. If not, then you on the other side of things. And I don't even like sell. I just want you to like, man, here's some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Listen to this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just let people be like. And do what they got to do. And it's better if you do it, because like I said, I only deal with independent people that are like independent music, because I connect more to that because it's more real to me. You know what I mean? There's real people out here doing their shit, doing their thing or whatever. These names? Ooh. Somebody got something.
Was that the bus, or was that the bus just hit the corner in dirt?
Nah, I don't know. Something got hit.
It sounded more right here, though.
Yeah, it sounded over here somewhere.
Like an animal got hit.
No, that was a car. That was metal on metal. Look at you. Here you go. Walking on the rooftops and shit. Are we scaring your neighbors? Is he looking at us like he's scared? I'm just making sure. I don't know. Oh shit, his window all open. I'm all loud. He heard me.
Hey, it's all funny while you on the roof until you fall through that
motherfucker. Now, this shit looks pretty. What, because they're doing that subway shit, right, or something?
And look, in Hollywood, oh. My leg went through the wood like this, right? I was like, now who the fuck do I do? Now, look, when I'm at a stoplight,
the city?
Underground.
You should. That's the city right there. I'm getting mine. Can't do it. It's the bank job. Wait, was it the bank? Yeah, because they had the little, no, because they had the little Mini Coopers. That's when they were driving the little Mini Coopers in. That's the bank job. The bank job, right? It is Paul Walker. It has Paul Walker in it, but it's Takers. No, it wasn't Takers. It wasn't Takers either. It wasn't.
Because look, the bank job is what that dude.
Whichever one it had, John says Ed Norton, was he in that? And Mos Def. Mos Def is in that movie. The movie she's talking about is in Mos Def, because Mos Def was the dude doing the explosions, because he's the ones that put the thing in the cement when they had to end
it. No, you know what? It was T.I.
No.
No.
But you're not talking. You're not talking about Peggy.
Because Paul Walker's bank movie is only in Taker, right? Because the other bank movie, the bank job, that's what Tom Hanks did. And with the mixtures, that's them.
That's
and
the bank job, right?
They're like the Russian England people.
Yeah.
And then with these guys, oh, your blood.
But that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, like,
but that's the one you're talking about, was when they blew the hole through the ground and got the armored truck. That was in the bank job. That wasn't in Taker.
And the bank job, they drilled the hole and blew it. Remember when they
blew it and they dropped? And when they stole the gold, and they were stealing the gold. That's what was in the truck
gold,
was the gold, right?
They really wanted to put the pictures of her in the gold. That was what was real valuable. So I remember they were going to pay a high ticket for the pictures.
And Mark Wahlberg was in the movie too, right? And Mark Wahlberg is in the movie.
Not Mark Wahlberg. It's the nigga that looked like him, though. But he like an off actor. The nigga that got his first work up.
Y'all gonna make me Google this shit. Y'all gonna make me Google this shit.
I got both of those movies. I got Takers and I got Mos Def. And
Cause I don't know. I'm not. But I'm saying the bank job is the one where they blow the fucking hole in the ground.
But no,
that is Mark Wahlberg. That is Mark Wahlberg. Bank job. Hold on. Yeah, and he had to hit it like reverse because he had to.
That was Chris Brown.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm wrong.
Whatever,
French.
No, the black dude. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's see. Yeah, he said
it's over there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I saw that shit on the news, and I was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I wasn't even an earthquake. I was like,
there you go.
Well, didn't I fall in? Thank God. Well, it's like, oh, stream that shit. Like, what you mean it's busted? What's the type of busted? Like, it busts you like volcano or like. Because it made the ground come on now. That's concrete, my nigga. Like,
I think they both did it. They had to both do it. I'm tripping. It's just. Oh, they got to listen about earthquakes.
Hey, you know what? An earthquake traumatized me. This part of the reason why I'm scared of clowns. When I was a kid, my motherfucking clown was on the shelf. And when that shit happened, I swear that.
I just don't want to be somewhere. I just don't want to be somewhere really high up in an earthquake. That's all I'm worried about. I just don't want to be. I don't want to be somewhere high up. I don't want to be. I don't want to be like in a mall somewhere. I don't want to be. I don't want to be like in a parking structure. You know, I don't want to be in none of these places where something can break and fall on me. If I'm outside somewhere, maybe if I'm at the park, the ground can shake all it wants to. I'm good. I'm in a good place with it. Yeah, you go outside. You find an open area, make sure nothing fall on your head, and hope the ground don't open up underneath you. That's all you can do. Like. It's a shower. But yeah, I'd rather do earthquakes than tornadoes and shit. Them fuckers, my homeboy stay in Oklahoma. They be like every year, they be having them sirens.
Hurricane,
good.
Why do y'all have a hurricane? That's worse than a tornado.
And the worst thing, what's dumb to me is just that this shit is seasonal. You know what I mean? It's like it's hurricane season, so every year. This shit come around, fuck up all your shit, and then you got to build it all back up. You know what I mean? Like, maybe like, okay, it's hurt, you know, it's coming around again. Oh, you don't want to go to the swamp? You don't want to go to the swamp or down to Florida? Yeah. Oh, nah. Vegas ain't shit. That's why it's so shit. Vegas ain't shit but the strip. Anything outside the strip is just. It's just a desert. That's all it is. That's all it is a desert. That's why it's so cheap. That's why it's so cheap because it's a desert. And the only thing that happens in Vegas is just a 24-hour turnover. And if you actually live in Vegas, you would eventually just like, you would get like, you know, what are you going to do? There's always something to do, but in L.A. there's always something to do too, but it's always something different. In Vegas, it's always the same shit. Or what you going to go do in the desert if you don't do that? What you going to go do in the desert? But yeah, but I mean, but they be making their tips though. Motherfuckers be paying their rent off of tips in Vegas though. I know some people like that. Motherfuckers don't be bullshit. I mean, you can get your money in Vegas, but at the same time, if you're not, if you're not gambling, trying to make it super big or whatever in Vegas, then all you're doing is just chilling out in the desert for real cheap, and you're in the fucking desert. So, you know, that's all you're doing. You're chilling in the desert. And why my pictures that came through? Why my pictures that come through? My pictures that come through. You need to check your status or your sent pictures. That's what you need to be. Throw the way. The bright light. Oh man. Few more days. And I said I try to find something to wear, man. Hopefully something to wear. Very simple and basic. But I be wanting to get like shit Airbus and shit, whatever. But I be thinking like, man, I'd rather do this than do this. So at least gotta get me an emerald green shirt. At least. Shit. It's your phone. I'm like, what am I hearing? Instagram and huh? Hold on, let me see. Yeah, I gotta be at myself while it's up. I always might as well do it like here. Yeah, let me just go ahead. We're gonna be friends. Damn, big ass phone.
It is a
big ass phone. Man. What you got? What's all you want to see? Don't you got one too? What's yours? Lojo's up too. I don't know if I'm on yours yet. Oh. The dagger MF, motherfucker. Come on, Gwen. Updates. Yeah. Oh, there they go. Funny pictures. Oh shit, why did I just do that? Oh wait, no, I'm good. Thought I hung up the phone. It's just... Motherfuckers be setting records for that shit. Damn, I thought I had some motherfucking flyers. Trash. No need to. No, I don't mind me talking to myself. Some people believe I'd rather have them do it in the house than out in the room or whatever, but it's not like they're not doing it out there anyway. Nah, mine either. But people just don't give a fuck nowadays. That's where we at. It might be a girl man down there. It might be phony. Yeah. He looking like he's 12. That's what you say. Knocking over shit.
You left the cup, Killer.
Yes, ma'am. That's his thing. Gotta make sure I don't bust my head on this window again. Duck and move. Duck and.
Fall down,
you better
pick
your foot. All right. Climbing in through the window like a thief in the night. Oh. Whoa. To the chair. The folding chair too. Damn. Next step up from a beanbag.
I didn't want
Time is 9 o'clock. My clock is right. About 10 minutes till. Damn, why is my shit so fucking fast? Or is my watch slow? It's one or the other. Okay, 50. and the food is delivered. Wait, watch out, dog. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like dogs.
Stop.
I like kids that can't talk.
What's
up? They can talk. I
don't
want to talk to them. Stop. Speed limit. You're a lot
closer than I thought. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Okay, come on. You're coming in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Move, move. No. Do this. Aha.
Ah. Watch out.
Get out.
See.
No, no.
I beat up dogs.
Him up. He
play
a lot.
Nah, but I don't want to. Yeah, like I said, I want to beat your dog. Like.
Stop. I think everything is a game.
Now I want to beat your dog.
Imagine gave him a washcloth to play with. I was like, so now I got washing with my washcloth in town.
But
he gonna think it's okay to play with him. Hell no, I'm not.
It's funny when you hit him for doing the, biting the bread. The bread, biting the bed.
You like that?
Little brat wants some attention like anybody else.
Like, I don't care.
Woosa. So when you know if you gonna be riding or rolling, just so I know, because I want to make sure.
Oh,
I got things situated. Are you gonna make her go? Okay, for sure. I like the sound of that.
You need the car charger, nigga. I was a nigga who don't have a car and I got a car charger. I'm getting in other people's car, unplugging their shit. Come on, nigga, let me plug that thing. You like, wait a minute. Did you just get in my car?
But also, like I said, if you're like 21 and over, so I mean, you got anybody else you may want to roll with y'all, whatever and everything, too, I mean.
Fucking Marlena ass.
She ain't going to come out here for myself.
Marlena, I can't get Marlena to come out here this period.
That's okay, so that ain't going to be no reason. I'm just saying. Come across anybody else. I got to get you a copy of my CD by the end of the weekend.
What is that? It doesn't sound good. You break my glass?
You know, it doesn't look broken.
The movie I watch every time I watch it, I laugh at it so fucking hard. I've never seen it before. It's fucking Django.
What's up?
I laugh at that shit so hard. Ah!
There you go. You
seen that, right?
Yeah,
Jennifer Fox. Yeah. I found that movie so fucking funny. I was like, they not even saying nigger. They are saying nigger. I said, are they saying nigger? They nigger said, no, my nigger. I was like, wait a minute. I'm done with this movie. They are just way too updated for me.
What happened?
Fell on my TV. What happened?
Nigga fell on your TV. What the fuck kind of CDS shit was y'all doing?
I put up the fucking curtains and shit at my other place, and then he, I don't know what happened.
He just slipped and fell on the TV.
On the ledge, and when he came down, he brought my TV down with him. So I ended up with this, and I was
hiding. So it doesn't work?
It works, but I can't even get the converter box.
You got movies like a motherfucker, though.
I'm, like, so tired of watching those, though.
Oh, it's the same movie. You've seen them all over and over and over.
Like, is it, you have a game, a movie, is she, like, a movie freak?
Yeah, I got some shit up here. Ghost Ship's cool. Apocalypto. Shit, you got the Simpsons and shit up in here. You got, look at you, the Boondocks, the first season. See, yeah, I fucks with that. Boondocks. And that's the one because it's unedited right there. Be cussing and shit.
I never watched it.
Ah, so you fucking up.
I never watched it.
You fucking up. The Karate Kid, the original. What you know about that? What you know about the Crane Kid? There's something about Mary. Oh, where he gets his nut zipped up in the damn zipper. Nah, I ain't gonna take it. I ain't gonna take up your whole night. Oh, Reservoir Dogs, that's the shit. Quentin Tarantino. Yup. Wesley Snipes, Passenger Pizza. Ooh. And that's my bad. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Marking over DVDs and shit. Touching shit. You see, Passenger 57, always bet on black. Like, niggas got the games up in here, got Clue and shit, Scattergory. Y'all want nothing scattered, no one, no parts of Scattergory.
I was like, I'm loving,
when
I pulled out that
system,
and I was like, yeah, this
ain't a lot. You want no parts of Twisted. That's all right. Yeah, exactly. You know what shit I do be wanting to fuck with that always been like, remember, you know Jenga? You ever play Jenga?
I've never played Jenga. I got a friend who plays Jenga.
That's my shit right there. You got to find the, one that comes out. So what you got going for the rest of the night? Post it up?
I'm going to go work in the morning.
So I got to be at work? Oh, that's early. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you run. I'm gonna let you sleep. Then you're eat, then sleep, and zone out and everything, and do what you do. Don't worry about it.
You know what? Let me get the show number.
Yeah, just here. You can call me right now. Then you save it under Bang Out. We all as well. Then get this. Oh, you gonna talk on the show with me now? Or continue? I'm about to go out. And this whole time, I don't know how much people have heard or how distant y'all been, but I've been on the show this whole time. So, I mean, just, you know, I hope it's okay and everything. You know, I don't know how much people heard the distance because all it is plugged in right here. So, you know, but you never know. Like, I'm still talking. Like, 661-621-7559. All right. You can call me right now and I can jack you in if you want to. But I'm out of the homies real quick. I smoked some more weed. He got some weed. I smoke his shit. And then, like I said, I'm trying to get you the CD before the weekend, but don't forget, Thursday night. So you have the information. I sent it to you, right? Did you get the thing and everything?
I'm going. I promise you.
All right. So you know where it's at. You know what's up, man. It's on. Yes, ma'am. All right. Later. That is what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, you gotta show coming up. You gotta make sure, you know, people won't come out and do what they do and party with your boy. You know, you gotta be likable. And that shit, like, you know, that's how I get down. All right, let's go to this nigga Westwood and turn up. Oh, man. In the city streets. I got to excuse me. Let me get situated getting in the car. Well, getting in the car, getting situated. Ugh. Only thing I hope now that I'm going to this nigga West House, that my fucking phone doesn't just die, or not die as far as battery goes, but die as far as reception, because that nigga shit always be messed up. I just can't get no reception in the back of this nigga house for whatever reason. I don't know.
But it's crazy shit. So, see what happens. See what happens. Ah, man. So, why is this bitch walking down the street with that much booty out like that? That bitch is like she's protein. Like, fuck out of here. Oh, man. That, it's good. Relax, chill. Fuck you Fridays, man. Dad got on my nerves this month. I'm not saying fuck you to my dad because I would never say that, but I'm going to speak on what happened this morning because that shit did just bother me. Because it's just funny how, because I mean, my dad's one of the type of people, and I know a lot of people like this. Not a whole lot of people, because I usually tend to stay away from these type of people, but there are certain people that you just can't stay away from, but they're still like, you know, so family's one of them, there's other people, you know, but it's like, yeah, I guess I should leave the window up. The wind might be sounding bad, like bad, so, yeah, but I was late to work this morning, right, and then so I had to catch a ride. You know, I caught a ride because my mom and dad were about to actually go to the movies and shit or whatever. So I didn't want to have to drive my car. So I caught a ride with them on the way to the movies. They were going to drive me off from work and shit, but I was already running late. And then, but you know, my dad goes on this whole little, like, 10-minute speech about how you need to make sure, you know, you do things the right way and act like you want a job and, you know, you want to, because if you act like you don't want your job and they're going to see that, and then you're not going to have a job, and you act like you don't care, and this is a whole bunch of, like, and I hate when my dad does shit like this, because it's just the fact that you don't have to worry about this. You know, there's certain things you don't have to worry about. This is one of them. I got this. You know what I mean? The fact that he gets, like, really upset because my dad is one of the type of people, and it's only because, like I said, he wants me to be just like him. And it's, like I said, I like my dad in a lot of situations, but in other situations I'm not. We're, like, complete opposites. Like, as you said, he was like, I always wait to the last minute on shit. I always, like, you know, push shit off to the very last minute and, you know, this, that. I don't do that all the time, but if I got enough time to get shit done, then I'm going to make sure I got enough time to shit get done. And if it's, as long as it's before when it's supposed to get done, it don't matter if it's a minute or two. But he'd be the nigga that's like, I have to work 15, 20 minutes before I'm supposed to clock in and go to work because, you know, that's just in case. Because you never know what may happen, and you got to be safe at all times and ready and this, that type. So, you know, but my dad, when been in the military, you know, he's just been drilled that way. But he doesn't realize that I get shit done. And it's not like I said, I'm not going to be perfect. You know, I'm going to be late. And it's not like, you know, sometimes I will be late on purpose. So that's just what it is. Like I said, they're going to find me, they're going to do it by now. You know, that's the part that he don't get. I was just whipping when he thinks like that. But like I said, this whole minute speech, and I sit here, I got to hear this shit, they're just making me mad. I'm making me get, you know, I'm not going to say nothing. I mean, I know he just, that's just his thing. That's just, I know people like that who feel the need to just speak their mind no matter what, even when it's, like I said, it wasn't even, I didn't ask for it. You know, he didn't, we could have just rolled, you know, just drove. He just felt the need to express himself at this point in time, you know. So that was just the craziest shit to me. So, not crazy, but like I said, I expected it. He's just like, man, and I'm on my way to work. Like I said, I'm already late. So you just want to make me just feel like, you know, it's like that type of nigga feel like you try to kick a nigga while you're down type shit in a sense. Or, you know, like that tough love, smack nigga, try to smack some sense into a nigga. It's like, I don't need all that, you know. Come on, man. You wanna just cut me off like that, you bitch? Let's go. Oh, shit. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's like when you going to work, don't nobody try to bother you. You just go to work and, you know, you go do what you got to do, right? Why are you bothering me and giving me the speech and everything when I'm trying to go to work and just go do what I got to do? Like, but that's my father. It's happening in years, so he don't give a fuck. I got something to say. You gonna listen? I be quiet. Are we talking again? I'm saying more and more shit. Cause you know, like I said, I'm getting tired, you know, 32, you know. I'm like that. I'm trying to chat. Like, why you know, he's or something. I mean, he's a little pumped up and aggravated, but. At the same time, it, I mean, it's just, dad, like, come on, you gotta tell me some slack here. I mean, why I gotta be like that? Give me some kind of credit where credit's due. I'm just saying. What's going on over here? That's where they new car and shit. Still look fresh. Still ain't even got the plates yet. Still ain't even got the plates on the car, man. Man. Oh, spotlight popped on. First nigga go to sleep. All right, y'all, hold on. I'm going to call this nigga on beer real quick. I'm going to see what happens. Hold on.
Huh?
Come open the gate.
Nigga, the gate open, nigga. Come in.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Lock was down. My bad. All right. Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn, nigga, my bad. Nigga hung up on the wrong damn number and shit. Fuck. Let's see if this is going to work. That's what it is. What to do, Pippa? Chill. Who the fuck? Did this nigga fall? This nigga fall on the phone.
I am on the phone.
Fucking
Fridays, like,
yeah, I mean, fuck y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. Press with it
over the phone.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta say fuck you.
Yeah, just blow this up on something. Hey, nigga, did you call something? Hey. Focus. Hey, you find something? All right. You're here. Whatever. Not an excuse.
Hey, man, we got to go early, though, man, because y'all going to be pulling out paperwork and all that
shit.
Man, they just take it back. I just wanted to just get my keys in. Fuck. Yeah.
Fuck you, bitches. Fuck you, niggas.